Number 123. An Evening with a Philosopher. It was a rather nippy evening outside, but the wise old philosopher was very snug in his study, heated by the fire burning brightly in the fireplace. The nimble philosopher was a nocturnal man by nature. He was certainly one of society's nonconformist people. He wrote solid arguments in favor of and against every philosophy, be that philosophy nonsensical, nondescript, or niggling. As long as a philosophy was non-radioactive, he would touch it. Particularly important things were written on non-flammable paper, so that they wouldn't be lost if the ash from his cigarettes fell on them. Unfortunately, he couldn't find non-porous paper, and so couldn't place liquids anywhere near his work. Philosophical nomenclature didn't matter to him at all. His niche was looking impartially at every aspect of a philosophy. He was non-parle in his use of words. He could write about nihilism in a way that would make a nihilist fill with pride, or he could write about it in such a way as to make that same believer deride his work as nonsense. He wouldn't nitpick with philosophies, though he found nipping comments perfectly acceptable, as did his audience. To niggle would be a waste of time and words. That would nonplus his readers and lead them to become nonchalant about his work. Nonchalance meant reduced sales, and you didn't need to be nifty at philosophy to know what that would mean. He had been nominated to several prestigious positions in academic circles, but he had always found it advantageous to remain non-committal until the men who nominated him had insisted that the position was purely nominal and would require no effort on his part. He felt he was in nirvana at home, writing in his study, which smelt of nicotine. It would be a nightmare to have to spend time with noisome non-entities, each of whom acted like a non-sot in public. Those niggardly people would nip at the niceties of his arguments and try in vain to nick them. They dressed so nice to avoid being looked upon as niggards, but the philosopher saw through their disguises. In many ways, he thought, they were like his sister's nippers. They were nomads, amateur philosophers looking for homes. Their nomadic lifestyles should have taught them something about life and the world, but alas, the sum of their knowledge was virtually nil.